The first one I meet on the 57-foot yacht Albedos is Izzy, a small poodle. Izzy's life, along with her owner's, has been completely tailored for living on the water. Here on the back deck, she has her very own small patch of bright green fake grass in the corner.
If you'll notice, the whole thing drains to the boat drain in the corner of the poop deck.
That's Jim France, the boat's owner.
Yeah, and then we've also got the automatic washing machine for the poopy pad.
And that's Linda, Jim's wife.
You see the lanyard that ties onto the grass in the tray? Well, if things start getting a little stinky out here, whoosh, over the side it goes.
Boat living is about making a small space fit your needs. The Albedos is a fiberglass boat, but inside it's all wood trimmed. There are two staterooms, each with its own shower. The galley is customized down to the color of zip ties on matching coffee mugs. The red one is Jim's and the blue one's Linda's.
Jim's done a lot of little things. I kind of adapted this wine rack thing to hang in so it doesn't take up room. And he made this little cup holder so that's not taking room.
Efficiency is key.
Things are tight on a boat. You don't have, a lot of room. And even this lovely boat, you got to make everything count.
The Albedos is one of 30 Nordhavn yachts docked in Petersburg's harbors. This one is just a year old, costing $1.4 million.
And we make our own water from salt water, so we've got a desalination plant on the boat. We've got a central vacuum system. Linda insisted on that.
You can stand up in the engine room.
Yes, we can stand up in our engine room, so it's nice for...
The couple appreciates the yacht's creature comforts. 47 years ago, they got engaged on a canoe. Then they honeymooned in an open boat in Canada's San Juan Islands. Linda called it primitive.
It was cold, windy, and wet, and there was no cover on the boat, no head. We had a little Primus stove.
But even after decades of boating together, they won't say that they've fine-tuned their program.
Really, if you were to cruise with us, you'd really kind of wonder about the teamwork.
Yeah, we're both firstborns. Yeah, we each have ideas.
So who's the captain?
Oh, I'd say him.
You're pointing at each other.
Yes.
The boat is made for long voyages with a range of 5,000 nautical miles. The pilot room is full of computers for navigating, which suits Jim just fine. He's a retired commercial pilot. But Linda likes to take the wheel, too.
The draw for me is being out and the kayaking and the simplicity.
Yeah, the way I like to explain it is imagine a little Forest Service cabin up in the woods that you like to visit when, you have time. Well, this is a cabin that you just take with you wherever you go. So you can get the cabin set up to be a little more comfortable than that Forest Service cabin.
Jim knows they're not alone. The group of visiting yachters rented out Petersburg's Sons of Norway Hall for 3 days to share their experiences.
Many who have crossed oceans, in our case, the West Coast, we've cruised about 30,000 miles up here, over 30,000 miles.
There will be workshops covering how to cruise Prince William Sound, to organizing your galley, to how to tune stabilization fins.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hi. Well, we've been to
Inside the hall, tables are set with blue tablecloths accented with wooden sailboat centerpieces. Douglas Cochran greets fellow yachters.
We're having our icebreaker party tonight to get to know everybody, and then tomorrow and Sunday will be classes, so it's going to be just a great deal of fun.
What's the first thing that you guys want to talk about when you meet?
Oh, where have you been? Caught any fish lately? What are your plans for the next year? Where are you spending the winter?
Cochran has been living on a 57-foot yacht with his wife for 8 years, since their retirement. He used to race sailing boats in Oregon.
We used to be sailors, but as we got older, it wasn't as much fun standing out in the rain and the cold. So.
Since retiring, they've covered 20,000 miles and 14 countries by boat. He helped come up with the idea of getting Nordhavn owners together.
The thing about this kind of lifestyle is that we're totally independent, but we're also totally responsible. We create our own water, we create our own electricity, we have our own sewage system, and we have to store food for months at a time sometimes because you don't get close to big markets. So you have to be really be responsible for your own existence. But on the other hand, if you don't like your neighbors, you pull your anchor and leave. So go someplace else.
Petersburg is someplace else to these yachters. And although it's sunny and warm outside, some of them are already talking about wintering their boats right here. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.